Yeah, I've been interested in tease and denial as a kink for quite a long time, and I dabbled, oh gosh, let's see. I'm in my early 30s now, and I dabbled in chastity play when I was in my mid-20s. So, I don't know, like 8 years ago I tried it with someone, and they were not they didn't like it as much as they thought they were going to like it. So, and I didn't really have my chops as a dom then, so I kind of didn't know how to make it stick. And since then, I've been really interested in orgasm control and orgasm denial. Probably like orgasm control in general, tease and denial, edging, all of that is like, it's probably my favorite thing to do as a dominant. I just love the way that you can just wrest complete control of somebody's brain by controlling their orgasms. And it's just so much fun. And I love desperation and neediness and getting to that point where you just don't care, you just really you'll do anything you need to come. That's a really sexy place to bring someone. Yeah, and so I've definitely done some long-term kind of tease and denial sessions over several days. Actually, one that lasted like 2 weeks. And by the end of it, my sub was saying, he's like, I can't do anything but think about you. He's like, I'm thinking about you all the time. I'm thinking about this all the time. And that, for some reason, is just the sexiest fucking thing. It just, oh, it's so good. But the person I'm key holding for right now, it's long distance. We live on opposite sides of an ocean. And I've been key holding for him since the first of the year. And in that time, he's spent, since the first of the year, he has spent less than 10 hours outside of his cage. Yeah. He had a full orgasm on the first of the year, and he had a full orgasm about a month ago. And aside from that, he's had a handful of ruined orgasms or abandoned orgasms. He had a couple, and he had one inside the cage, actually, with like a Hitachi outside the cage. Yeah, and it's been really, really, really fun and rewarding. And we do occasionally play by Skype. And actually, he's coming to visit at the end of this month. So, in actually 3 weeks from today, 3 weeks from today, he will be. I will be able to physically tease and deny him, and I am pretty excited about that because, yeah, it's gonna be fun. And I look very, very forward to torturing him in person. But, yeah, in general, I really enjoy chastity play. I don't know that I necessarily have to have the chastity part of it. Like, I love the cage, and I can't wait to actually like play with the cage and toy with it, and like stick my tongue through the bars and tease him in there all that. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. But I do love what it represents, and I love the level of control and the mind fuckery that comes with it, and just oh, it's so much fun. So. There's my, yeah. That's why it's so easy for me to come up with things like that. So.